Today, President Trump is warning Iran of overwhelming force if they attack anything American. He also said that could mean obliteration. This follows Iran's criticism today of the new sanctions as outrageous. A foreign ministry spokesperson said they closed the door to diplomacy. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says all options are on the table if Iran exceeds uranium enrichment limits in the 2015 nuclear deal, which it could do this week. The U.S. pulled out of that deal a year ago and reimposed economic sanctions, including that new round yesterday. Let's bring in CNN senior international correspondent Fred Pleitgen, who's in Tehran. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, and how significant is this latest rhetoric from Iranian officials today?
Well, I think it's pretty significant in that the Iranians are essentially saying that these new sanctions by the Trump administration against the supreme leader and against the military commanders is not something that's going to hurt the country per se, but they are essentially saying this closes the door, at least in the medium term, for any sort of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. And I think that goes back to the fundamental disconnect that you've had between Tehran and the Trump administration, where the Trump administration keeps saying they're going to sanction Iran until Iran comes back to the negotiating table, and the Iranians are saying it's precisely the sanctions that are preventing them from going back to the negotiating table.
Well, how much are the current sanctions hurting in Iran? We're hearing words like it's breaking their back. You're on the ground in Tehran. What are things like?
I think that the sanctions are having a massive effect on the economy. There's absolutely no two ways about it. And, you know, I've been going around the city here a lot, the bazaar. I've been speaking to a lot of people, and a lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people have lost their incomes. For a lot of people, inflation is a real problem because the currency has devalued a great deal. And then, of course, you have the problem that Iran really can't export any of its oil. But on the other hand, and people are really suffering from it, and people really at this point in time don't see how that's going to change in the medium term. But for the government and for the power structure, it seems as though they really haven't changed their way of operating. And if you look at some of the things that that senior members of the Trump administration have said, on the one hand, they say they think that the sanctions are working. On the other hand, they say that Iran is still a menace in the Middle East. And the Iranians were obviously capable of shooting down an American drone. So from that perspective, it doesn't look like it's really changed much in the way they operate. And it certainly hasn't, at least on the face of it, brought them any closer to wanting to sit down with the Trump administration.
Well, and I guess the Trump administration would say, well, those were more general economic sanctions. Now we're going after the supreme leader and the people around him. Is that likely to make any difference?
I don't think that it is, and I don't think the Iranians believe that it is. I mean, on the one hand, the supreme leader, they say, doesn't have any assets abroad anyway, and so he doesn't seem to be very affected by it. At least that's what Hassan Rouhani said today. And then if you look at some of the others who were sanctioned, those are all senior commanders of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. Those are among the most hardline loyalists to the power structure, and a lot of them are people who have been under sanctions anyway. The United States sanctioned the entire Revolutionary Guard Corps. So it's hard to see how these particular sanctions are going to stop them from doing business. On the other hand, one of the things that the Iranians keep pointing out is what I think the Secretary of the Treasury said, that they want to sanction the foreign minister of Iran. And that's one of the things that Iran's president picked up on today, where he said, look, on the one hand, you say you want Iran to go back to the negotiating table, but then you sanction Iran's top diplomat. And they say those are just two things that don't mesh.
Okay, and let's get to the nuclear issue here, because the reason that the sanctions were lifted under the Obama administration was because of the nuclear deal with Iran and a number of other countries. The U.S. pulled out of that deal. The sanctions came back. And now, just this week, Iran is set to breach the limits on enrichment of uranium that were in that deal. What is likely to happen there? And is there any chance that there will be some back channel negotiation that will convince Iran not to do that?
I think right now the Iranians are saying the only force or the only entity that could stop that from happening would be the European countries that are still part of the nuclear agreement. They're saying the Europeans need to find some sort of way to get around American sanctions to try and essentially get business with them going so they can relieve their economic situation to a certain extent. And obviously they also want to get the Europeans, as they put it, to stand up on the against the U.S. or stand up to U.S. pressure and say, look, they're going to do business with Iran anyway, despite what the Trump administration says.
In Tehran, where you are people worried about an actual military conflict with the United States?
That's one of the most fascinating things that I have found. People here are very concerned about their situation, very concerned about the economy, of course, also concerned that things between the U.S. and Iran could spiral out of control, but they're not in a state of panic. And I've been asking people why that is, especially with some of the rhetoric that they've been hearing. And they've been telling me, look, they've been going through this kind of stuff for 40 years. They've witnessed war between themselves and Iraq, a terrible war. They've had this economic pressure for a very long time. They're taking things day by day. I think when you speak to people, it seems to me as though the dire economic situation and the fact that they don't see a light at the end of the tunnel in that respect weighs on them more heavy than the potential of an armed conflict between themselves and the United States, as strange as that may sound.
That is senior international correspondent Fred Plytkin of CNN speaking with us from Tehran in Iran. Thank you so much.
Thank you.